GOJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for the 2015-2016 fiscal year and beyond.
Jamaica's National Development Plan, Vision 2030, is to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Improving the lives of citizens through job creation is one of the many ways the government has been working to make this goal a reality. With this in mind, government, through its various ministries and agencies, has implemented a range of initiatives to expand employment opportunities for all Jamaicans.
We're not just seeking to contain inflation, reduce the debt, and maintain a stable exchange rate. We want to expand employment for our people, particularly for our most vulnerable.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. The Logistics Hub Initiative, a major project undertaken by the government, is anticipated to generate career opportunities for unskilled, skilled, and highly skilled professionals in a number of industries. These include aerospace and aviation, maintenance, repair and overhaul for airplanes, biotech and pharmaceutical, information and communication technology, marine and offshore dry docking, logistics and shipping, food, beverage and hospitality, just to name a few areas. The Logistics Sub-Initiative is expected to position Jamaica for increased investments in related sectors such as manufacturing, business process outsourcing, BPO, financial services, tourism, agribusiness, and the creative industries. While tourism remains one of Jamaica's fastest growing and most profitable sectors, the country is also the leading BPO and contact center location in the English-speaking Caribbean, employing over 17,000 persons in the sector. And the government is working assiduously to increase those numbers. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips points out that a national five-year strategy for the expansion of the BPO sector is being prepared and will be submitted to Cabinet shortly. The aim, he says, is to increase employment in the sector from the current levels of 17,000 to 30,000 by 2020.
Quite frankly, the sky is the limit where Jamaica is concerned in relation with this BPO industry. A strategic objective is to move Jamaica up the value chain in the BPO industry, from simple call centers to knowledge processing centers.
Dr. Phillips says this move will see to the outsourcing of more professional services such as legal and accounting support, software development, and technical support service. Local and overseas investors have been indicating strong interest in the country's BPO sector. In recent months, the sector has seen significant growth with the construction and lease of some 50,000 square feet of space in the Barnett Tech Park, Montego Bay, while plans are being finalized for construction and leases are being negotiated for another 100,000 square feet. A 70,000 square foot facility in Kingston, formerly the Claro Building, is now being used for BPO operations, with a local investor purchasing the building, and a 70,000 square foot BPO facility has been completed in Mandeville, Manchester. Additionally, the multi-billion dollar BPO company Sutherland Global Services recently announced plans to expand to Mandeville within 6 months. Education and training are paramount in equipping a nation's human resources for gainful employment. Under the Education Ministry's thrust, at least 500 apprentices, ranging from unskilled persons to those with degrees, are projected to be engaged in the Registered Apprenticeship Program for the current fiscal year. The number will increase to over 2,000 by the end of the 2015-2016 financial year. The program equips young job seekers with academic qualifications and an opportunity to enter the labor market.
We have already secured placements in areas including education, agriculture, construction, business, information technology, animation, motor vehicle mechanics, and the impending logistics hub. By the end of this month, 168 apprentices will be placed in high schools island-wide and trained as laboratory technicians under the supervision of HART instructors, with the responsibility for maintaining the laboratory equipment in those schools.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. The Registered Apprenticeship Program is being implemented by the Ministry of Education through the HART Trust NTA. This is where we conclude our look at some of the government's initiatives to create jobs. Join us again next week as we continue to look at the government's strategic priorities for this fiscal year and beyond.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.